Author Richard Halverson wrote these words, "Men who fear God face life fearlessly. Men who do not fear God end up fearing everything." What I'd like to do in the sermonette today, brethren, is again to address our young people. And unfortunately, we don't have them all here today, but address the ones that are here, and again, for those who do happen to listen on tape as well. And the purpose of the sermonette today is to show our young people, you young people of the church, that you need very much to learn to fear God. I want to warn you today, I want to advise you from the outset that if I happen to raise my voice today, I want to be I don't want to be picking on any individual. I don't want to be nasty to anybody. I don't want to give anybody a hard time. But I want to be straightforward and very frank and very candid in what I say. Again, I don't want to be unpleasant. Rather, I'm saying all of these things for four very good reasons. First of all, because I care what God thinks. I care what God requires of me, and I care what God requires of all of us, of me and of you. I care about you and your future, both short term and long. I'd like to go back to Mr. Armstrong's question from the Feast of Tabernacles years ago, why are we here? And let me ask you the question, young people, why are you here? Why do you attend Sabbath services? Why do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles every year? Concentrate on the last question here. Why do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles? Do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles every year just to have a good time? Do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles to be with your friends? Just to be with your friends? Do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles to get a girlfriend? Jody?
No.
Or a boyfriend? Do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles to meet a potential spouse? Do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles just to get out of school for 10 days or whatever? Or do you attend the Feast of Tabernacles just because your parents force you to attend the Feast of Tabernacles? If any of these are the reasons why you attend, then they're all the wrong reasons. And many of those questions apply to weekly Sabbath services too. Again, why do you attend God's Sabbath services every week? So why are we here? What are the right reasons why we should attend the Feast of Tabernacles every year? What are the right reasons why we should attend Sabbath services every week? Please turn to Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. I'm just looking through my scriptures here, and all four of them are actually in the book of Deuteronomy, so we don't have too far to go. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verses 9 and 10. "Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life." And these Israelites had seen miracles, and I believe this week we've seen a miracle too, right here in our area. "Lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren." It is my responsibility, is our responsibility as adults, especially concerning the day you stood before the Eternal your God in Horeb, when the Eternal said to me, "Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words." Why? that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. And this is our responsibility. We need to fear God, and we need to teach that fear of God to our children. This is a command for the parents. So again, the desired end result is that we and you, young people, will learn to fear God, to learn to fear Him in the proper way. Now we have every Sabbath day, every holy day throughout the Feast of Tabernacles, these are teaching sessions where you can learn, where we can all learn. But in order to learn, we have to listen. We have to listen to what's being said. Please turn again, still in the book of Deuteronomy, to chapter 14. Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse 23. And you shall eat before the Eternal your God, talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, in the place where He chooses to make His name abide, the tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil, of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks. Again, we ask why? That you may learn to fear the Eternal your God always. There it is again, repeated the second time. Now God, although God commands us to fear, to learn to fear Him, I don't believe in a fear religion. I don't believe that God wants the Church of God to be a fear religion. I don't believe the Church of the God or the Church of God or the Church of the Great God is a fear religion. Still, a proper, healthy fear of God is beneficial for us all. I don't have time this week to go into the benefits and the all of the benefits of having a proper fear of God. I'll try and get to that next week. But for now, please turn over to chapter 17 of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 19. And this is a really interesting one. It's a little bit different. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19. And it, and he's talking about God's written word and God's law, it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life. Question why again? That he may learn to fear the Eternal his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes. Now this is different because this was addressed in advance. Israel didn't have a king yet at this time. But this part of God's instructions were advanced instruction for Israel's future princes and kings. So you might ask the question, how can it apply to our young people here? Well, believe it or not, every one of you young people is either a prince or a princess. Every one of you young people is either a king or a queen in training. I know it's hard to believe, but in this way, you're similar to Prince William or Prince Harry of England. But the thrones that you will, that you are promised, are reserved until the world tomorrow in God's kingdom. And this is not a fairy tale. This is the truth from God's word. So you young people need to learn to fear God even more than the kings of Israel, even more than the princes and the princesses of Israel. Please turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verses 10 to 13. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Eternal your God, in the place which he chooses. You shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women, and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates. Again we ask why? That they may hear, and that they may learn to fear the Eternal your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children, who have not known it, may hear and learn to fear the Eternal your God. So over and over, God repeats this requirement. We have to learn to fear our great God. We have to teach our children to fear the great God. This is one of the main reasons that our young people are to attend the Feast of Tabernacles. Not just for your parents, not just for your grandparents to learn to fear the great God, but for you too, and to learn to obey and to observe God's laws. So finally, let me ask you, do you fear God? Are you learning to fear God? Are you learning to fear God year by year at the Feast of Tabernacles? Are you learning to fear God week by week at Sabbath services? Some of you are, and the fruits are evident. And some of you are not, and the fruits are painfully evident. And again, a reminder, I'm not just talking to our young people here in Victoria, I'm not picking on any individual, but if this sermonette does happen to go out by tape, there's other young people who may listen to it as well. If you yawn throughout services, giggle, pass notes, doodle silly pictures, instead of following along in God's Word and in the Bible, you're not showing any fear of God. If you don't bother even bringing your Bible to services, you're not showing any fear of God. If you stay up until the early hours of the morning before Sabbath services or Holy Day services, so that you're too sleep deprived to participate respectfully in services, you don't show any fear of God. If you think that you're so brave and so clever that you can go and break the rules in the hotels that we have for the Feast of Tabernacles, or the rented meeting halls that we have for Sabbath services, so that shame is brought on God's church, you show no fear of God. If you think that you're so brave and so clever that you keep your lips tightly closed during hymns, if you think that's clever, it's arrogance and it's rebellion. You do not show any fear of God. And I'm not talking just to our younger teens in these things. I'm talking to some in their late teens. I'm talking to some even in their 20s. And you should know better. Those of you who are in your older teens, those of you who are in your 20s, it's about time you grew up. It's about time you get serious. So what is the bottom line here? In conclusion,